Vision.com. What's on your mind? Normal or Nuts Friday edition. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's the show that truly wants to know what's on your mind. So let us know. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. You can go to Facebook. Some folks call during the breaks on our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. You can always leave a message. That number is 855-200-1776. When you call, press 1. And leave a message. And a couple of those have come in as well. I had a brief chat with the mayor of Watford City, Brent Sanford, during the break. And he would like to add a little context to the cost of this school. And so he is. I have invited him to join us for a couple of minutes here coming up in a little bit to get to that as well. Chris Kleiman, the coach of the NDSU Bison, will be here. The championship trophy is in Bismarck today. They have a new recruiting class. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk with some University of Mary students who are biking to Believe. They're going to go on a 2,500-mile trek to raise money for the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation and the American Cancer Society. So stay tuned. All that's coming up here on the program. Sue and Minot was joining us before the break and had some points on our discussion about the coach being fired because of a text, the tone of the text to the students. And, Sue, you raised your first point saying that we ought to have a whole discussion about the appropriate ways for coaches to interact with students. Do you think texting would be inappropriate, not a good way to do it?
Well, it's just not only the coaches, it's anybody in education. We have to sort of compartmentalize our lives. We're there as the education profession, and then we have students. And there's really no need to text between those two groups. Texting is great for your family, it's great for close friends and stuff, but there are other ways of making contact with the students. One, in person, and two, they've got a lot of these websites set up where you can get your homework assignments and post notes to teachers and things like that in different schools. I just don't think the texting with a student is appropriate in any reason.
I agree with you. And I know now in this case the coach is a teacher at a different school, and so it probably isn't convenient necessarily. But set up a time, right? Set up a time for a quick call, 5 minutes. You're going to talk to the coach on the phone. Otherwise, I'll see you at practice or whatever. You know, I agree with you because this stuff can happen. And in this case, there's clear rules about the communication you can have with a student, and he violated that. That's what got him fired.
Right, and now it looks like he may lose the teaching and the coaching job.
I don't know about that because I don't think they're connected. The teaching job's at a different school.
But the way he handled it and everything, both the actual incident and the after effects, shall we say, could reflect on that second job too, so it could be in jeopardy at least.
But again, I got to look in the mirror if I'm that coach. And now he's defending the text and said I'd have sent it all day long. I think, again, we had an administrator, Kurt, to call earlier and say, hey, you don't single out two students in a text and then send it to everybody. You just don't do that. And now he's on the front page of the newspaper holding up his phone showing the players' names in the two part of the text and the actual text. I mean, it's...
And that brings up my second point. Let's put some of the blame where it goes. Yes, he did not do right in that. But why did the newspaper not follow through on their job? They should have protected those children's safety, too. Technology will allow you to blur parts of photographs and stuff like that. They still could have protected the children, their personal information, and still had that photo in there for effect. Or they could have put a photo in of a closed phone in his hand or something like that. I also blame the newspaper for that.
Yeah, and that's what newspapers do. That's what media does. It's a little, they love it. There's a big dispute here, and so they're doing it. But I agree. I don't think that I would have thought about that photo a little differently when the actual players' names are there, because everybody knows, okay, it's their first names, but everybody knows who the players are, right? I mean, in the community. So, yeah, good point, Sue.
But
appreciate
the
call.
Across the state didn't.
Right, now they do.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're
putting it out like that. You know, there are so many shall we say, perverted people out there that can now look up even easier with these children?
Well, and again, it's not there. It's their first names only. So their actual phone numbers aren't on there. It just has their first names.
Okay.
Yeah, but so in other words, people know who they are here, but it isn't like you could call them and contact them. But I take your point, Sue. Well said. Thank you very much. Bill, on the road listening to 550 K-Fire, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Just a couple of comments. The coach actually sending out a blanket text to everybody falls under chicken droppings. And then the newspaper running it falls under that old song, Dirty Laundry.
Sounds like a country song, doesn't it, Bill?
No, sir. That was a rock and roll song about the newswoman telling you about the plane crash with the gleam in her eye.
It was, huh? Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
A little rock and roll.
Well, Scott, come on. Are you failing again at your music tests?
I am, and I can't believe I've spun a lot of tunes in my day, and I blew it. Yeah.
Well, if I sang it, people would be grabbing weaponry, chasing me down to shut me up.
So bottom line, give me the bottom line, Bill.
Bottom line is that it was totally wrong with the newspaper to cover it, and if the coach is going to talk to someone, do it face-to-face.
Amen, Bill. Where'd the music go? Come on, we're giving Bill a little dirty laundry here, Bill.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, all right.
I just can't believe you don't remember that, Scott.
I actually forgot about the song until you played it now, but I think the whole saga could be a country music song is what I'm getting at.
Well,
anyway.
True. It does lend itself to a country version of it, and sooner or later they'll probably get around to that.
There you go. Daryl Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, talking about the texting and stuff and the whole social media stuff, that's a landmine or minefield for educators to be in. They shouldn't be friends with the players and stuff on there. What they ought to be doing is if they need to communicate, have like public pages and stuff like that, because that one-on-one communication via text messages and stuff, that's just asking for trouble. I mean, all kinds of bad things can happen there, so.
Sure, appreciate the call, Daryl, and interesting comments on all sides on this. Here's one that came in off air on another topic.
Yes, you talk about that $100 million school. Look at here in West Fargo, the Cheney Middle School. I mean, this is a Taj Mahal, and with two gyms and et cetera. I mean, come on, these architects out there, they go crazy when they start drawing. You know, they think that their project is going to wind up in architectural record or something and getting an award, you know, and the poor taxpayer, the property taxpayer, has to pay for these flights of fancy by the architect and the school administrator.
All right, let's start there. Brent Safford, the mayor of Watford City, is on the line. We have a couple minutes to chat about this topic. Brent, thanks for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
First of all, the idea that this is a Taj Mahal, is the drawings on the drawing board for a new Watford City school a Taj Mahal?
Absolutely not. And just to let you know that the school classroom portion of this facility is $50 million, and this is for a facility for 800, a high school population of 800 kids. And the everybody knows that we're not a town of 1,500 or 2,400 anymore. We have an estimate of 6,500 to 7,500 using our sewage and water systems at this point with the city, even though the new houses haven't been built, because if anybody's been to Watford City, they know that it's all campers as far as you can see in a five-mile radius around town. And we do have 1,150 kids in our school system this year. 4 years ago, we had 540. So that's exponential growth by anyone's stretch of the imagination. That's more than doubling in 4 years.
Well, I would say this, by the way.
The apartments and the houses come out of the ground, Scott. And so we are planning diligently based on projections of where the school population will end up based on these apartments and houses that are coming out of the ground as we speak. And this is a donated ground. It is, there's no infrastructure, so there's infrastructure left to be built up to it. But the preliminary architect's estimate is $50 million for the school classroom part of this facility. I would guess that it might be higher than what you would see in Fargo or Bismarck. And you talk to any contractor to come and try to do work out here where there's nobody that's a laborer that lives out here. You have to bring them in and put them in $100-a-day man camps, what your cost of labor is to do work out here, let alone logistics. So there's a Bakken premium. But the other, where the $100 million came from is this facility needs to have a basketball court and a practice gym and hockey sheets and a competition swimming pool, and that's all it is. It is the gym side of this is also $50 million and with a football field. And to come to Watford City and see that we have to grow from a 1,500-person town to a town the size of the former Williston or Dickinson in that 10,000 range in such a short amount of time, there's no other way to do it. This is not a Taj Mahal. This is no bigger than a facility you would have seen in a Williston or a Dickinson. So the criticism's hard to take. There might be some price gouging, but this is what it is. Each side of this project is $50 million. The school can't do the event center side at all. They can only come up with 25 to 27 based on property tax.
Tell you what, you've added a ton of facts to this, and unfortunately we're up against a break here, Brent, but hang on, we'll just finish on the other side of the break, and Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford with us today on the program.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
NDSU coach Chris Kleiman will join us in a moment. The national championship trophy for the NDSU Bison. You hear that, Todd? Bison.
I don't know why you can't say the word bison, but you're so adept at saying the word Sioux.
It's because I spent 18 years of my life bleeding green and white. Still
I get
do.
That. I get that. But I
have no problem saying the bison as well. It just wasn't on my show sheet, and I'm just a monkey. If it doesn't say it on my show sheet, I say NDSU, so I'm sorry.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Will you forgive me now? No. Anyway, the championship trophy is going to be in Bismarck today, and the coach has a new recruiting class. We'll talk with him about that coming up in just a little bit. Finishing our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford here about the proposed new $100 million school. And the bottom line is you got $50 million in classrooms, you got $50 million in facilities, which are probably a notch up. But here's what I think folks are missing. And I don't know about the premium you're paying and how much the identical school would cost in Fargo or Bismarck that you're building in Watford City. That'd be interesting to know so people understand that there is a Bakken premium and it is real. But I'd say this, Watford City deserves a nice school. I mean, and good facilities. I mean, that's what attracts people to say, hey, I'm not going to just come and work here and then go back to my family three states away. I'm going to live here and be part of this community. So I wouldn't apologize for anything in that regard, Brent, at all.
Right. Thank you, Scott. I mean, what we're hearing from the folks that are here living in the campers and wondering about what's happening with this $27 million bond issuance vote is, well, what happens if the vote doesn't pass? And, well, the answer is then we're going to have 600 to 1,000 kids in modulars. And they say, oh, no, we've run into that before in every other boom economy. We've seen that in Wyoming or Texas or Oklahoma. So we're gone. We're going back home. And that's what scares me, and that's what scares the employers out here. And, I mean, we need this play to keep going responsibly and make the best of it. But you need to have employees. You need to have people able to live in the center of this where 40% of the activity is in our county. We're the only school that's in this major part of this major drilling formation. And we have to be ready for the growth. And this is what it's going to take.
You bet. Well, hey, tell you what, we'll come out there soon and get under the hood a little bit. And I think people need an education about how much it costs to build things in the Bakken right now, which, by the way, if I were a builder, I'd be there. If I built schools, I'd be there. If I built, anything you can think of, I'd be there because the opportunities are enormous and there needs to be a little more competition so that price comes down a little bit, but there's a premium. So we'll come out and give you a chance to talk a little bit more about this project so folks get the facts, Brent, and appreciate you checking in with us today.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate the time.
Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford, and we'll continue to follow that. I think $100 million for a school is nuts, but that's a reality right now with what they're going through. And I want to see the plans and hear more about it. But Coach Chris Kleiman of the NDSU Bison Championship football team is in Bismarck today and bringing the championship trophy along. It'll be at Shields from 3 to 7 today at the Shields in Bismarck, and the coach will be there from 3 to 4. Coach Kleiman, nice to have you back on What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. How's the road show going?
It's going okay. I didn't have to go anywhere yesterday, but we started up today, and I'm excited to get over to Bismarck and go on the trophy tour. And busy times, but fun times for sure.
Busy in the sense you just got done with quite a road show, wrapping up the recruiting season. Talk about your class. You happy?
I'm really happy with them. We obviously answered a lot of need issues with the 24 great seniors that we just lost, as well as, we really earmarked a specific type of kid. We wanted a kid with great character, great leadership abilities, work ethic, those type of things that, a lot of these kids we've been on for a long time because of camps and stuff that we run here. And we're really excited. I think our staff did a great job of kind of earmarking the type of kid that we wanted here, and we thought we were really successful with it.
What do you consider the big prize? I mean, I know it's tough to pick your favorite kids, right? But out of the recruiting class, talk about one you think we're going to be reading a lot about and cheering in the coming years.
Well, that's hard to probably pick one guy out for sure. I was really excited about what we were able to in the state of North Dakota. I mean, that was really important to us. I look at Stan Jones and Bachmeyer and Volson and Bacon. Getting some of those kids in North Dakota was a big thing for us. Really important for us to continue to get the kids that want to play for the Bison in the state coming over here to be Bison with it. We have a couple of guys enrolled early: Marcus Collins from Wisconsin, King Frazier from Missouri. They may have the quicker chance to play simply because they're here on campus already. We're hopefully at a stage in our program where we can redshirt, probably 90 to 95% of those freshmen that we bring in. But we're excited about the class as a whole. You know, we were able to answer a lot of questions at a number of positions.
There was a little bit of drama in that. Obviously, your former boss, Coach Bull, headed for Wyoming, and like any coach would do, wanted to find the best players he could, and tried to persuade some of the Bison recruits to consider going to be a Cowboy in Wyoming. In the end, that was sort of much ado about nothing, I guess, other than what one player that changed his mind.
Well, that of the kids that we'd had committed, we lost one, but actually ended up finding one that we thought was maybe a better fit for us anyway. So, no, I was excited about the kids that wanted to be a part of the Bison football program have stayed with us and are a part of the Bison program. So I'm excited about those kids especially.
Are you feeling a ton of pressure given the fact that you're taking over a team that's won three national champions, or you look at the roster you have of players and the new ones coming in and think, hey, there's no need for pressure here. We're just going to win a fourth.
Well, no, there's no question. It's there's some pressure, but in the same respect, everybody knows the great group of seniors that we lost. I mean, it's going to be difficult to replicate what we've done the last 3 years, but we've got a lot of hungry kids that I'm really excited about because we've got a lot of great seniors coming back that are hungry. They're excited about some of the new kids we have. Some of those seniors played an awful lot of football for us. You look at just on the defensive side and you see, Kyle Emanuel and Travis Beck and Carlton Littlejohn and Christian Dudzik and Colton Hegel. We got a pretty good nucleus on that defensive side to start us off. So, I like expectations. The expectations are high. I look at a kid like Carson Wentz. He's excited about high expectations. And so we just got to get to work. Got to get to work in the weight room and the conditioning and get ready for spring ball.
And folks in Bismarck can see the championship trophy up close. Take a photo, have a little fun. The coach will be there too. You're going to be there from 3 to 4 this afternoon at Shields in Bismarck, right, Coach?
That is correct. Yep.
And the trophy will stay till 7 o'clock tonight. So come on by and check it out, Shields of Bismarck. And by the way, a new sponsor of What's on Your Mind. So we welcome Shields to our 2014 sponsor lineup and. Look forward to seeing the trophy and the coach today at Shields in Bismarck. Coach Kleiman, thanks a bunch. Great chatting with you again, and congrats on a great recruiting class.
I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everybody at Shields in Bismarck today. Thanks.
You bet. Chris Kleiman, the coach of the NDSU Bison National Champions. And again, the trophy tour is underway, and we'll be making a number of stops. The first one in Bismarck today at Shields. 3 until 7 with the trophy. The coach there at 3 o'clock today. Stop on by and say hi. Lynn in Bismarck wants to weigh in on the Watford City School Project and some other off-air calls on the coach controversy and lots of other things to talk about yet on What's on Your Mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. U.S. One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Light Orchestra. How'd I do on that tour?
Some music then.
Yes.
Some.
Exactly right. All right. Totally gapped out dirty laundry. Don Henley. Can't believe I did.
I know. I mean, you and I are roughly the same age, and it's right in the heart of our wheelhouse, and yet.
Yeah.
And you've done the whole music radio thing.
I have. DJed many a dance in my day, I'll tell you what. Spun the records around. It's on the old turntable. Did I ever tell you the story about when we were up at our studio in Tioga, KTGO, which is a spitting image of what Johnny Fever used to work at the WKRP. And I brought my son. He's a senior now, and he brought a buddy of his. They were like sophomores or juniors at the time. And we were modeling the studio and doing a little rip out and everything. And they found this little back production room, and it had a turntable in it. And they looked at it like it was a spaceship, you know, like an alien or something. What is this, Dad? You know, they had a John Denver LP on there with the, you know, with the needle going around. And they literally were looking at it like it was just the most bizarre thing they'd ever seen in their life. And at that moment, I said, Scott, you're really old. You're really, really old. Anyway, so what's on your mind? And our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's the call that came in earlier on the coach controversy.
Just to comment on that coach, you know, if he would have went to those one or two students that were causing the issues, he would have parents crying because they singled out their kids and not everybody else. So how do you win in that situation? It's better off to tell everybody than to pick on one or two students. That's my comment. Have a good day. Thanks.
Yeah, and every coach has to tell them that different. Parents complaining is not new to any school administrator. Parents complaining is not going to be new to any coach. I have to disagree. In this case, I think that, you know, he sent a text to a bunch of students and did it in a tone that violates, you know, clear policy and conduct. And he's out of a gig because of it. All right, Lynn and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Having worked in a coal mine in North Dakota for 15 years, I got a deep appreciation for the people that are working out in the oil patch, and especially for those that are out of state that had the courage to just pick up and come to North Dakota for work. There's probably 50 for every one that came here that are sitting back collecting welfare checks and don't have that courage and that work ethic. And I think it's just great that Watford City is going to try to give these people the same kind of quality of life that we have in the rest of the state. And I applaud the school district. I'm a very conservative guy, but listen, these kids don't deserve any less good sports facilities and good places to learn. So hats off to the leaders in Watford City, and much appreciated what they're doing. The other part of this thing is the work that we're doing to develop our nation's oil and gas economy is going to prevent kids, our own kids, from going to Afghanistan, Iraq, places like that in the Middle East in the future. And it's so huge to be preventing that kind of thing from having to happen. And that's so much more full of love and courage than sitting after our Congress has declared war and then second guessing them like these anti-war punks have been doing for 20 years. So hats off to the working people with courage, and the other ones, they don't count.
Lynn, you could not have said what you said any better than how you said it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think as someone that's spent many nights in a bunk bed in Tioga, there was no other place to stay. And I'm not complaining, but it's just life out there. People go, and you, if you see the conditions some of these people who are, again, trying to better themselves and better their family live in, number one, it's not sustainable. You can't do that forever. You've got to catch up, and things are catching up. I've used the example of Nesset Consulting Service as a prime example. Kathy Nesset and her boys, RC and Randy Nesset, are brainiacs. They're just genius geologists and have a team of 200-plus people that help every oil and gas company that are their clients do what they do better and take that miracle of oil out of the rock, okay? And they did that from a double-wide, basically a double-wide manufactured home in downtown Tioga for a lot of years. And Kathy had a dream for a new facility, built this magnificent, awesome, beautiful facility on the north end of Tioga on Highway 40, and it's amazing what more they can now do as a result of that. They're spreading their wings, and they have some time to say, let's put in a kitchen so we can take care of our employees. Let's put in a daycare facility. Let's have an event center for the community, and these things catch up, and you get a chance to breathe a little bit, right? And same thing in the case of the school. Tioga just passed a bond there. Now Watford City is doing the same. One thing I'll say about Watford City is even pre-boom, it was just a city that found a way to get it done. Just found a way to get it done. I love the tenacity in the community. I love the way they do it. And I think you're right. They deserve to have a school that would be on par with schools in other communities throughout the state and the region that will attract families. Because if we don't build community in these Bakken towns, a sense of community that you have a school and there's the team and here's the facility they're playing in, and you live in an actual house or an apartment rather than an RV, boy, I tell you, you're in big trouble. You're in real big trouble. So there's no question about that. Appreciate everything you said, Lynn. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Just welcome to all those people from out of state. I hope you're here for 20 or 30 years, because this boom is here to stay if we can just tough it out and go through the few bumps and let's get this thing done and put America back on the map again.
Well said, Lynn. Appreciate the call. I empathize with these communities. Now, in the case of Watford City, they're getting a lot of dollars into the city coffers as a result of oil and gas development. But you know what? As much as it looks to somebody sitting in at the other end of the state, everything costs more. You know, so you have that rub. Yes, there's a lot of money there, but everything costs more. And a prime example, to build a school in Bismarck, they're building three for what it's going to take them to build one in Watford City. Three Bismarck schools are going to cost the exact same as what it costs to build a school in Watford City. Now, what should they do? Go to modules do the MacGyver trick with some duct tape and a couple paper clips to accommodate this explosion of growth? Or do they deserve a school just as nice as any other community? I'd say they certainly do. What I think this project will serve to do is educate folks on the Bakken premium. It costs more to build everything in the Bakken. And as a entrepreneur myself, I hope a lot of folks say, sounds like a market I want to be in. And eventually this will catch up, and it will not cost as much because there'll be more of everything there. But right now, it does. Here's someone that knows that well, Steve in Watford City, who I understand is the superintendent of schools there in Watford City. You want to weigh in on this issue as well, Steve?
Yeah, I would. I appreciate it. And I guess I wasn't privy to all the conversation, but this is the recent one on the positive comments for our area and the school district are greatly appreciated. But just the information on the school itself, and I know there's been some conversation on the show previously, we are looking at a $50 million high school building. It's for a capacity of 800 students. We're asking our patrons for $27 million in a bond to help fund that. And you know, there will be possibly an event center going next door, which won't be a part of the school per se, but it's going to help too with the quality of life issues you mentioned before, and possibly would be a great benefit to the school district as well. But you hit on it with that Bakken factor, the premium factor, certainly. I mean, it's a little disappointing for us. I mean, we did due diligence. We went out and we had a design, and by all means, it's no more than anybody would expect a high school to be or what you'd expect to see in any other part of the state. But as you said, you know, we expect Wofford City's always been one in a progressive nature and to want quality in their schools and for our community future as we recruit families here. So we're proud of what we came up with. We worked extremely hard to get that number, and we didn't want any more to pay for this building any more than what I would expect to do. But of course, that's not always true. So that $50 million number seems high, but for 161,000 square feet and for 800 capacity, you're hard pressed to do it for that. And there's certainly not a lot of fringes in that either. It's about quality of education, and the city part on the other side is going to benefit our students, but it's a separate project than us right now.
What I'd like to do is you know, we mentioned some prices earlier because people called and said, how in the world could it cost that? They asked what the Legacy School at Bismarck was going to cost, and Todd quickly looked that up and found that it was originally forecast to be $81 million for the high school and two elementary schools, and then the price came in over, so it's $100 million for all three schools. Davies School was built with for like $43 and $44 million, which needed some infrastructure because it's way south Fargo. And, you know, but had a pool and athletic facilities and everything else. What'll be interesting to say, apples to apples, Wofford City versus Bismarck or Fargo, what do you get for the same price? And I think people will then better understand what you deal with day in and day out there. And, you know, that's important for folks to realize that that's life in the Bakken. It is. And
again, I'm sorry. It absolutely is. And we did a lot of work on that. I mean, we looked at those comparables when we looked into our school project and started getting a cost for it. And there's no question that, you know, our building, there's probably at least a 15 to 20% factor that's on this due to the workforce issues that a construction manager is going to face when they come out here and try to find subcontracts. So we did, we very much looked at those projects. We looked at Minot's projects. We looked at, Bismarck's projects and tried to get a comparable number and, did the best to come down with that. But you're right. There is a factor. We're aware of it. We've lived with it for a few years now. And what you do about it is there's nothing you can do about it at this point.
Well, anyway, Steve, Mayor Sanford called in earlier, and I promised that we would take the show out to Wofford City and understand this entire project beginning to end so people get the facts about it. We had a call earlier that said, I guarantee you there's land in that $100 million, and land's expensive out there. Brent called in to say the land's been donated, so land is not the factor. In fact, there's zero land cost. That probably helps you more than it would, for instance, a Fargo or a Bismarck where there would be land cost, but you still have that premium. But we'll come out and visit with you, maybe broadcast from the school itself just to learn a little bit about what life is like as an educator in a Bakken community. I know it's not easy, so appreciate the facts today and the call, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it and welcome anytime.
Steve Holden, the superintendent of Wofford City Schools, checking in, as did Mayor Sanford earlier, and we do appreciate them. And we'll dig into this a little bit. The story in the Dickinson Tribune, Dickinson Press, rather, I think is what kind of started this today, because there was a meeting recently, and the gist of the meeting is oil counties want more state funding. Because of the impacts that are happening there. And so this is part of that debate. And the price tag on the school without necessarily some of the context here is what's caused some people to say, what, $100 million for a high school? And again, the classroom high school part is 50. And then the other part, it sounds like it's some athletic facilities that would benefit the school, but also is some things that would benefit the community, like the event center. So anyway, we need to get more facts out there on it. We will, and we'll follow up. Appreciate all the calls on it. All right, short break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a really neat thing that a University of Mary student is doing, biking to Believe, raising some money for cancer. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon.
You know that song, Scott?
No, I don't actually. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Oh my God, you're failing.
We have
today.
We have a student that I'm anxious to meet joining us on the program today. A student at the University of Mary. You know, the University of Mary is all about servant leadership, and this is a prime example of servant leadership. Joe Berger has agreed to participate in a Bike to Believe project, where he will be raising funds for the Bismarck Cancer Center Foundation and the American Cancer Society by biking 2,500 miles.
Yep, Joe, you got that right.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you, Joe?
I'm great. How about you?
Very good. You got me fired up now. I mean, I could maybe walk 20, or I could bike 25 miles, but not 2,500. I mean, my gosh, how are you going to do this?
Well, we've been training a lot. There's actually two other guys doing it. My cousin, Brock Schauer, he can't be here today. He's on his way to Fargo. That kid's a freak athlete. And Devin Coyle, he's probably lifting weights right now, and he's a football player for UND, so we're all training pretty hard.
What is a freak athlete exactly?
Freak athlete? Well, Brock can jump through the building. He can run 24 miles at a time. Devin Coyle is just about as freaky as you can get when it comes to athleticism. So, and right now I'm a UMary student athlete at University of Mary. So,
Scott, if you don't know what a freak athlete is, you're probably not one.
I think that's an accurate statement, Todd. Thank you very much. Absolutely right. You guys want to raise $500,000, so you're not talking chump change either here, right?
Oh, we're shooting for $500,000. We want to set our goals high, so we're going to do everything that we can to achieve that goal.
Now, how do you go about raising the money?
Okay, so right now we have T-shirts for sale, Bike to Believe, their dry fit material. We got bracelets for sale online. You can go to our website, www.biketobelieve.org. There's a donate online option, so if you can, I encourage you to go support, donate online. We have sponsorship packages available, so big thanks. Bike to Believe would like to thank our sponsors, Dakota Community Bank. They donated $15,000, which is a pretty large donation, if you ask me. Cooper, Chevrolet, Subaru, they gave us, my mom is actually going to drive a truck that they provided with a camper behind it, so we always have safety, shelter, storage, so that's pretty awesome. Farmers Union Insurance, they've been a big help. Everybody at the Bismarck Cancer Center and the American Cancer Society, it's been one big group effort, and we're pretty happy about everything. So,
you mentioned one bank, an insurance organization, and a car dealership, all of which there are a whole bunch of in Bismarck, Maryland. So maybe there's others that will step up to the plate and help in other ways so you can get to that. You've got 30,000 already, but you want to get to 500,000, right?
We want to get 500. Actually, we're closing in on 40,000, 50,000 right now, so... But we encourage everybody, if you're out there, I mean, help support. We got a big goal, and we want to meet that goal, so.
Well, you're getting me fired up just by your energy here.
All of us are really energetic. We're passionate. We're go-getters. We want to help millions of people. So we're trying to raise not only trying to raise $500,000, but we want to raise cancer awareness. We're going to be stopping in 10 big cities along our route: Fargo, Minneapolis, Rochester, Milwaukee, Madison, Chicago, Indianapolis, Louisville, Nashville, Atlanta, and down into St. Petersburg. We're going to stop at cancer centers. We want to interact with the patients. We want to get to know their stories, show our support for them. We'll video record everything, right? We're going to put together a short documentary at the end, raise some awareness, you know.
That's awesome. It really is. And again, about 60 to 70 miles a day. So that means Bismarck to St. Petersburg, Florida. You're talking a good 60 days to do this, right?
60 days, exactly. So.
And you go into all kinds of weather?
We're going to go through a lot. Mother Nature's probably going to mess with us a little bit, I'm assuming. But, yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I tell you what, this is great. How did you pick cancer as the, cancer research and the cancer cause? Any life impacts in your family or of the other riders' families?
So it all started with a phone call. Brock, my cousin, he calls me up. Joe, what would you think about biking across America? I'd love to do that. And me being the crazy guy I am, we're all pretty crazy, crazy people. I go, let's do it. 15 minutes later, I call him back. Brock, let's do it for cancer. Brock's mom, my aunt, she has stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Devin's grandma, she has non-endocrinal cancer of the stomach and small intestine. We've had family friends who passed away recently from cancer. You know, cancer affects us all in some way, shape, or form, and we really want to raise some awareness. We want to raise some money. We want to help these people out.
Well, and name you somebody that hasn't been impacted in some way or know a story, a friend or family member that has suffered with this awful disease. So God bless you for doing this.
I know somebody who's been affected by that disease, as a matter of fact.
Todd Mitchell lost a fiancée to cancer, absolutely, and the radio family helped buck him up through that whole thing, but it's a tough darn deal, so there's no question about it. But it's a great cause, it's a great idea, and I love your passion. It's why I love the University of Mary, because it cranks out students like Joe Berger, you know?
I love the University of Mary. Wouldn't want to be at any other college university in the entire United States, so...
And give us one more plug on how people can help. How do they get a hold of you, and what's the website?
You can. The website is www.biketobelieve.org, the number 2. You can call my cell phone number, 701-202-0354. We encourage you guys to support, maybe buy a T-shirt, buy a bracelet, do anything you can.
Joe Berger, University of Mary student, is biking to Believe 25,000 miles, 2,500 miles. My gosh, 25,000, I don't think I could do that. But 2,500?
Wow.
I couldn't do that either. 25, maybe. Thanks, Joe, and it's a great cause. God bless you, folks. What a time. Gotta go.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.